This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
A big rally in Arizona, and the crowds go wild. Meanwhile, speaking of wild, some people were injured by the eclipse. Do you believe it? They were in the hospital. What's up with that? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up this hour, I'm so psyched. A conversation with a man who served in the military, served our country in Vietnam again and again and again, three Purple Hearts. He's at Camp Lejeune right now teaching Marines, and he helped infiltrate the mafia as he went deep undercover with the FBI. He has plenty to talk about when it comes to Afghanistan, and says it's a mistake. It is quicksand and is not winnable. Not winnable. And he tells you why and what the Marines who have served in the Middle East have said again and again and again and again. But first, we go to Phoenix. And the big story, of course, is the rally, is what happened today with Trump on hand and protesters and those that were applauding the prez. Some of it was over a Charlottesville. Trump said at the rally, the media, they don't like our country. And he said that the fake media is out. And he said, for the most part, there are some really dishonest people. That's what he told a big crowd at the Phoenix Convention Center. I really don't think they like our country. I really believe that. I don't believe they're going to change, and that's why I do this. And he said the only people giving a platform to the hate groups is the media itself and the fake news. And, of course, Trump's rally came on the heels of the national speech on Afghanistan and last week's comments about the Charlottesville violence, where one woman was killed and 19 other people were injured. Arizona's two Republican senators, Jeff Flake and John McCain, boycotted the rally. The Phoenix mayor, Greg Stanton, asked the president to postpone the event to allow time for national healing after the Virginia clashes. VP Mike Pence introduced the prez at the rally. Also speaking, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson, Dr. Alveda King, niece of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., also spoke, and the Reverend Franklin Graham did the invocation. And he spoke and talked and hinted a little bit about Joe Arpaio, who was the former Maricopa County sheriff, who just was convicted of a federal crime, contempt charges for violating an order to stop his crackdown on illegal immigrants. He didn't say he would pardon him, but he hinted about it. And there were cheers and chants of pardon Sheriff Joe, pardon Sheriff Joe. And then there were a couple of other tidbits that happened, some of what the president talked about. And at one point he said he bashed what he called the obstructionist Democrats, and said, if we have to close down our government, we are building that wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Let me be clear. That was the reason behind the visit, really, initially, was to go and see what was happening with the wall situation there, because that, of course, is one of the stretches where the wall is being constructed. And so that's why Phoenix initially popped up on the map. I would be remiss not to talk about this, not Phoenix. I mean, Phoenix, you knew you were going to have a little of this and a little of that. I don't think it's shocking that you had big crowds. I don't think it's shocking that you had people screaming hate messages and other people screaming for the wall to be built. You know, it's just a microcosm of what we've been talking about in almost any of these cities, especially where we're debating the whole monument thing. But to me, what is so crazy, just a couple of hours after the solar eclipse wrapped up, there began to be people that went to hospitals across America. I mean, how many times did they say not to stare at the eclipse? In California, they, you know, there were people that were wearing the glasses that had accidents because they were wearing glasses. I'm thinking, what are they driving around in them? In North Carolina, where the path ended, they had sprains and strains and cuts and bruises and fractures and all of that because people were so intent, apparently, on looking up, they didn't pay attention to what was happening on Earth around them and had dozens of those kinds of accidents. And it was kind of that way all over the place. In New York, you could view a total eclipse. You know, you heard you could view a total eclipse without eye protection, but it only applied to places in the path of totality. And, of course, that wasn't one of them, so there was some confusion for the New Yorkers who thought they could do it. So people had, seriously, people were coming in and saying they had headaches, blurry vision, and they were complaining that they you know, had been looking up into the sky. Some of the eye doctors say that there might be an element of the power of suggestion. I think I understand exactly what he's saying. And they said most of the damage wouldn't kick in until 12 or 48 hours after viewing the solar eclipse. So if you have blurry vision now and you were staring into the sky, maybe there is something to it and you should get it checked. I don't know, right? Maybe something happened there, right? It had to have, because there was so much of a push to be careful. And of course that was going to lead to some that were not going to do that, and they were going to look up into the sky anyway, and of course that's exactly what happened. Some other interesting news in light of what has happened. I'm giving you kind of a smattering of what's gone on. As we watch the president and addressing all kinds of concerns and obviously spending time in Phoenix and really honing in on the media and saying that there's fake media and media that's, you know, doesn't care and all of that. While that is happening, in the meantime, there is also a movement afoot to figure out what it is that has to happen with our Navy. And I've talked about this story a lot as somebody married to a former Navy man and spending a lot of time around Navy people, including I just spent last weekend around a commander of a Navy ship. The U.S. Navy is going to remove the vice admiral as the commander of the 7th Fleet, and that's because of an incident that happened on Monday where a guided missile destroyer, the USS John McCain, collided with a merchant ship, and of course, now they're still looking for bodies. They found one, and they think they're coming across others as well. But there have been 4 accidents since the beginning of the year, way too many. So he will no longer hold that position. And, of course, the White House says it's great, with great sadness, that they have to do that. The Navy trying to process it. Stay with us.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what you your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show John Legato. He's a former deep cover FBI special agent. I'm sure he appreciates that. And he's the author of a new book called The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. But he also has been such a decorated war hero. He was awarded three Purple Hearts for his service in Vietnam. A perfect time to have him on to talk about Afghanistan and kick around a few other things as well. Hey, John, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you.
So Afghanistan, the president unveils the strategy yesterday. What did you think? What were your thoughts on what's going to happen next?
Well, some of it was good. I live outside Camp Lejeune now and talk to a lot of active duty Marines that have been deployed. And at least he changed the rules of engagement, because these guys were telling me that they were not allowed to fire their weapons unless they were fired upon. And they were giving me examples of trucks, you know, coming at them and having not to shoot, having not to fire their weapons. So that's good. But, you know, on the bad side of it, I've come full circle about can we ever win the war in the Middle East? Can we ever change the culture? Can we ever change things? And I've come full circle. So I don't believe we should try to change some of these nations and have a strategy basically of we may not win the war, but we don't want to lose it. I mean, that to me is not a good strategy.
So it would have been better to say, okay, that's it. We got to have a pullout date. We just get out of this and move on, because it's unwinnable in the quicksand of the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards some kind of limited isolation for the United States, because we need to identify who our allies truly are. You know, Pakistan's not our ally. They're, you know, I don't know if people know, but they got a bunch of nukes. They don't have one or two nukes. And the country that nuked him up is China. So, you know, you have China. It keeps coming back to China when you look at it. And then we got rid of Saddam Hussein, and we all celebrated that. And what did that do? That destabilized the entire country. Same thing with Gaddafi. We would rather have Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein in there now. So I'm rethinking, and I teach counterterrorism at Campbell University on Camp Lejeune. So my thoughts have evolved by having Marines in my classes that have been deployed. And, boy, we have some great discussions. So I've turned my head around and as a opponent to bomb them all to let's just pull out. You know, solidify our borders, take that money that we're spending there, put it for some kind of isolation in the United States. And the reason I say that is we're never going to have the type of war where a nation can come in armadas and invade us or even, you know, come over in airplanes because they'll never get here. We're isolated geographically. So you take that threat out of the equation. And you will be fighting these types of wars, the Vietnam. Why did we go to Vietnam? The domino effect. That didn't work out, you know. We really need a new strategy, is my opinion.
Yeah, so when you look at this and you, as you mentioned, you talk to these Marines and they really are, it's eye-opening the stories they tell you, especially with the example you gave about the rules of engagement and how frustrating it is. What are their other frustrations? Do they feel like this is an unwinnable thing and it's frustrating because they want to do their duty, they're there to do their duty, but they can't get to the promised land, so to speak?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to a former West Point grad, platoon commander in Ramada, Perfecto Sanchez. And he fought, you know, lost men in Ramada. Was a major battle, and they just took it back. You know, I mean, it's just that we took it back again. And, I mean, if you really look at these types of wars over there, it's just a cycle. I mean, we are not going to change. We're not going to convince tribal people to put down their weapons and turn Afghanistan into Milwaukee or something. That's not going to happen. And it seems like every administration wants to impose democracy or some form of it on them. And we really need to worry about America.
And in worrying about America, as you talk about our location geographically and being isolated, what else do you teach when you talk about counterterrorism and international security?
Well, the things that we should be doing, when I was a deep cover FBI agent, we infiltrated the Italian mafia, and any group can be infiltrated. And the money that we're spending on bullets and blood can be used in a major covert ops operations and sort of adopting in combination with some of Israel's counterterrorism measures, which is, you know, profiling and doing this stuff. But we need to hurt feelings. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're so afraid of hurting feelings of Carr or Black Lives Matter or the ACLU that we always come up short. We come up with great ideas. And then somebody screams, you know, civil rights, and then it goes back to where it was. So we need to hurt feelings. But there's a comprehensive program we can do that would safeguard our borders, identify who our true allies are abroad, and stop sending billions of dollars to these governments to prop them up, to build schools, and none of the money gets to the, you know, where it was intended. It's just a vicious cycle.
Yeah, and it's a cycle we keep seeing repeated. I mean, John, how many billions have we dumped into these quicksands of the Middle East?
Yeah, and the money don't go there. Let me tell your listeners. We have no checks and balances. Once that money goes, it's like, trust me, you know, send it to this routing number, you know, the Shah of Iran, whatever, bank account. And I promise the list that you gave me of where this money is going to go to help children, to build roads, to develop, you know, agriculture, it will go there. You have my word.
Yeah, my word. It's as solid as an oak.
Yeah. It's like, listen, we got weapons of mass destruction here. Wait a minute. Give us a month to hide them, then you can come in and inspect. You know, I mean, we are so dumb. You got me riled up here.
Exactly. And so the frustrations also militarily, that has to bleed. I've had plenty of interesting off-the-record and on-the-record conversations with generals who also feel that same frustration and feel like they're handcuffed and they can only do so much. And so often they, when they retire, then they feel like they can finally say, hey, this is what's really happening, because it's what you said. People don't understand what's really going on. And are we really being dummies about the whole thing?
Well, I just yesterday, for the past 3 days, was in a golf tournament with to benefit wounded warriors with 16 retired flag officers, mostly Marine Corps. And off the record, yeah, I mean, they talk like me, a Lance Corporal. And a lot of them won't come on and say what they believe. That's just not in the nature of a retired general, is to be political even after. But yeah, off the record, they're screaming, this is insane, and we can't keep repeating this cycle.
Yeah, and keep doing the same thing. Hey, tell us, you talked about, and I mentioned it, that you were a former deep cover FBI special agent. That had to be wild. You said infiltrating the mafia. What was that like?
Yeah, well, I ate well. I ate a lot of stuff with gravy. Well, you know, it goes back to, it was good. I'm from South Philly. I'm 100% Italian. So I knew the Italian culture and the mob culture. So I felt very comfortable with the mafia. But when the cases would end, I felt less comfortable back in the FBI office. I didn't understand those rules of engagement as well as I did the mob. But anyway, via Comey and everything going on, It was good. I mean, and it goes back, I testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee after I retired on infiltrating groups, non-traditional groups, because we infiltrated the mafia, which is a traditional group. But they wanted to know, can we infiltrate groups like Al-Qaeda? And this was before ISIS.
Right.
And the answer is, we can infiltrate any group, any bad group, because every group has needs. And if you have the right situation in terms of providing those needs and an intro into it and informants and backstopping and all that stuff, any group can be infiltrated, which gets to my point of all these billions of dollars that we're spending on blood and bullets. We should just divert that into a gigantic covert ops program, and we'll be much further ahead 5 years from now.
All right, interesting stuff. John Legato, thank you so much. We want to tell everybody they can pick up your book, I'm sure, at Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com. The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Appreciate the time.
It's my pleasure. Anytime.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited about our next guest because in my mind I'm thinking chitty, chitty, bang, bang, and I guess we'll be able to explain that because the idea of autonomous cars, I can't tell you how much that excites me. I've been following this storyline for a very long time. How about you?
This is the difference between you and I, Kate. I'm more of a cat from Knight Rider kind of guy. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Dick Van Dyke, Mary Tyler Moore. I'm not dating myself that far back.
Oh, that's nice. I'm not dating myself. Well, he's listening to this. Doug Davis is the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel. And like I said, so many people in my life, too, a lot of engineers that I know, we've had these discussions, long discussions about autonomous cars, and that's what we're talking about. Thanks so much for joining us, Doug. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to the conversation.
So I guess the overall big question is, and I'll just throw it out there right away, how soon will it be before I can buy an affordable, fully autonomous car?
Well, it's interesting. Most of the car manufacturers, or the OEMs as we always refer to them, you know, we're originally targeting kind of the mid-2025 kind of time frame, you know, kind of the middle of the decade. But over the last 18 months or so, they've all kind of accelerated their timelines. We're expecting series production or the production of consumer cars that have these kinds of fully autonomous features to begin in the model year 2021.
You know, it's funny. I was, Doug, I was at the LA Auto Show probably 2 years ago, and I was with a pretty big name automotive journalist. We were doing some radio interviews, and I asked him, I said, how far off do you think it is? And he said exactly what you said 2 years ago. He said, it's 10 years. And then I saw him a year later, and I said, a year ago, you said it's 10 years off. What do you say now? And he got a little bit of an uncomfortable look on his face, and he said, well, I think I have to change my story because the speed at which this is happening is actually accelerating, isn't it?
Well, it really is, you know, and that's what's exciting about this. You know, I've been talking a lot lately about the history of safety improvements in cars. And if you look at, you know, the invention of airbags and then the time it took for them to become mandated and to become, you know, kind of a requirement in every car, it was about 50 years. The same for things like three-point seat belts or anti-lock brakes. Each of those, interesting enough, is about 50 years from invention to kind of full deployment. And the fact that the automakers are accelerating their work around these autonomous vehicles is really good news because we know these autonomous vehicles will be much safer. They're going to save lives.
Can you talk about the safety aspect a little bit? You know, I mean, can you throw some real numbers out? Because I think people have this idea that it's actually going to be more dangerous or no better than what we have today. But from the numbers I've seen, we have huge opportunity for saving lives here.
Yeah, we really do. And we rely on numbers from NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration. And, you know, and they publish numbers every year. And, you know, for probably at least a couple of decades, we were seeing the number of fatalities due to automobile accidents declining. But unfortunately, over the last couple of years, that number is starting to go back up. And over 93% of all fatal car accidents are due to human error. And, you know, the other disturbing fact is that they're saying that as many as 25% of those they now think they can somehow attribute to a distraction for those drivers. And so, you know, we all believe we're better than average drivers, right?
Yes, and I think there's statistics that they've surveyed people, and everybody says, I'm better than everybody else, which is statistically impossible.
Yeah.
Exactly right. You know, yet I remind people that every time we get on an airplane, right, it becomes an autonomous vehicle. You know, the pilots turn on autopilot, and, you know, yes, there's a pilot at the controls, but those planes have become safer and safer, again, over the past several decades, because technology is helping them to be more predictable and to be able to handle situations in a very consistent manner.
Besides talking about the safety benefits, what else do you see as super added benefits to having roads that have a lot of autonomous cars on them?
Well, to me, the other big benefit is just mobility. That, you know, certainly a portion of our population that has limited mobility. They may have a, you know, visual impairment, or maybe elderly people. I know I have a, you know, an elderly father-in-law who's now stopped driving. And the ability to give all of those folks mobility, you know, the fact that they can request a vehicle to pick them up, take them to a doctor's appointment, or take them shopping, yet do so in a way that's much more independent, I think that's another real added benefit of having that kind of capability.
Yeah, Doug, so along those same lines, what would be the opposite of that? And that's what people are trying to poke holes in. And that's, of course, what you're trying to work out when you're working on autonomous cars. But what are the biggest problems that face you right now for making this a reality?
Well, I think, you know, the challenge is obviously it's a complex technology problem to solve. It's really an artificial intelligence problem. And you know, those implementations today would be relatively challenging, just you know, state of technology. But technology moves very, very quickly. We're seeing, you know, proof of concepts and trials already starting. And, you know, I remind people that, you know, the pace of technology moves pretty quickly. And so if we think, okay, we're in 2017, look forward into 2021. The advances of technology to support all of this are going to move very rapidly. And so, you know, I think that's a challenge that will be overcome quickly. The other one that I hear a lot from people is just the concern about security, right? Can somebody hack into my car? And, you know, will that create issues for us? And so that's a big emphasis for us at Intel and providing the right solutions to the car manufacturers and the suppliers that build the systems they need using our technologies. We're very deliberate in how we design our products and how we help them design their systems, and we're confident that's a challenge that can be overcome as well.
We're talking with Doug Davis. He's the Senior Vice President of the Automated Driving Group at Intel, in other words, self-driving cars. And Doug, when people think of Intel, they think of Intel Inside. So part of what you're telling us is maybe we're soon going to see ads for cars where, you know, we hear your little sound bite and we find out that Intel is inside our new cars as well. Is that correct?
Well, Greg, you got it exactly right. You know, we're a technology provider. We provide all kinds of technologies, from the computing that's needed in these cars, the ability to pull together all the sensor data, the ability to get them connected. We expect to be a leader in 5G wireless technologies. It'll be a great enabler for these kinds of cars. Sometimes people ask, well, hey, Intel, does that mean you're going to build cars? No, we're not a car manufacturer. We don't intend to build cars. But we love challenges that involve significant amounts of data, right? Whether that be in PCs or in servers and data centers. We really relish the challenge of going and solving big data computing kinds of problems. And that's what these kinds of vehicles will be. The cars have to calculate. They have to be able to sort out what's happening around them and figure out how to steer from one point to another, but they need to be connected to the network infrastructure, the infrastructure that we use to talk on our mobile phones. They'll also connect cars, and we have a wide range of technologies there. And then the data center will play a huge role in making sure that the intelligence or the models those cars have them in them are constantly updated, but also remind people that in these cars with 5G wireless connectivity, we'll be able to sit back and watch a movie or binge watch our TV shows or maybe even do a little shopping while our car is getting us from home to the airport or wherever it is that we're trying to go.
Yeah, having said that, you're doing a lot of work with BMW on autonomous cars. What's going on there? How's that going, Doug?
Well, it's going great. We're making great progress. We're really on track to the goals that we set as part of the work that we're doing together. It's a collaborative effort between BMW, Intel, and Mobileye, and not only creating the solution for BMW's cars, but we also have the vision of creating a platform that could be used by other car manufacturers as well. And you know, that'll help speed the time that it takes to get those cars on the road for some of these other OEMs or car manufacturers and help reduce the development costs for them. So not only is it in support of BMW, but we think it can be an enabler more broadly across the industry to help other car manufacturers get their cars on the road more quickly.
So how much time, Doug, do you spend in an autonomous car? Are you riding in one to work? Are you riding one home? Would you send your kids in an autonomous car today?
Oh, my goodness. I wish I were. I'm not a big fan of driving. I love driving cars when I'm doing so on the weekends or whatever, but just the tedious back and forth to work is not appealing for me. I'm not in one yet, but I'll be one of the first to sign up as soon as I can get my hands on one.
Yeah, and you know this is with cars too. We like all those added extras, and you talked about some of them, being able to watch a movie, all that kind of stuff.
Shopping,
and just mentioning, shopping.
You know, when you can shop while your car is driving, all of a sudden there's so many entities that will almost want to pay you to have a self-driving car.
Yeah, and I would think that's part of it is going after. But you get a huge sponsorships, right, Doug?
Well, and you know, in fact, there's been some recent studies that have looked at, you know, the impact, say, on the media industry. You know, once you get the majority of the cars on the road that are autonomous, and, you know, I remind people, we'll be almost like passengers on an airplane, yet we'll have the opportunity to have fantastic connectivity. And so, yeah, the predictions are that the media industry alone will see a huge uptick because this will be a new place for us to consume content.
Wow. Just amazing, amazing talking about this. Doug, hang on a second, because we'd love to do another segment for you coming up on our next version of Forbes Books at Bedtime. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Once again, the mailbag is full, 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 so let's dive right into it. Here's our first one. This one is from Doc. He says, Kate, I was listening to what was being said from the caller in Kentucky, Richard. He was attacking a little bit, I thought, Justin Duckham. You explained it well. He is not jumping on to be just a quotes reporter and rehash what you've already said. He is going to throw a little opinion in there. And frankly, I find it refreshing because you always say that everybody's invited to the party, whether they agree with you or not. And you don't agree 100% across the board with everyone. Neither do I. And I think most people, if they dig in their soul, they realize whatever their ideology is, they don't always agree with what's coming out of Washington, D.C., or perhaps anywhere else. And I think you said it brilliantly. We live in a land of choice, thank goodness. So in defense of Justin Duckham, I say let him have his opinions, because he's the one who covers the White House and sees some of the shenanigans that happen. Let's face it, every administration has them, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. And again, you explained it brilliantly, talking about some of the people that run around like maniacs that surround a president whose really goal in life is to prop that person up and also to look forward to re-election. So how do they do that? They position whatever the statements are. All right, thanks for that. I said it. Yeah, absolutely. I think Richard is actually a good caller. I love my people in Louisville. And he disagreed with the fact that he editorialized, you know, that he thought Justin editorialized. And he definitely threw in his opinion. And he is somebody that is there in Washington. And I do agree that, yeah, I don't 100%. It's like my husband would love it if I 100% agreed with him. But I don't. Now, agree on a lot? Yes, we do. But to agree on everything? No, I do not agree with them even on everything. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Jack, who says, oh, the USS McCain, I love your theory about could it be a cyber attack and that that's being floated around. The fact that 10 crew members missing after that, the collision, what a terrible thing that happened, and it's the fourth Navy accident, I think you said that, Kate, in the Pacific since the beginning of the year, which is awful. So I think it's smart that they are, you know, not ruling out anything and that perhaps there is a cyber aspect to it. You mentioned that, and you have had many cyber experts on the show, that there is no bounds to what could possibly happen, and that's the scary thing. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, by the way, the remains, they found the remains for those missing soldiers, sailors, thank goodness, because family member, there is something about being able to have, again, remains, whatever it is, because of funeral arrangements, etc. It's something in our minds that really give us, I don't want to say closure, because is there really closure, but it gives you a sense of something, right? So they did. They found one body at sea. They're trying to see if it's one of the missing soldiers. Divers are searching the flooded areas. They're scouring the seas east of Singapore. They're assessing the damage of the warship, and they say they're just doing an exhaustive search for any potential survivors of bodies. And the search and rescue efforts, they just are going to keep doing that because, again, that's the goal until finally they have to say, we call it, we found XYZ amount of sailors. Terrible tragedy. And what I hope is they get to the bottom of what it specifically is, what specifically happened there. And that's why they're doing this thorough, exhaustive, you know, again, investigation. All right, we move on to another one. This one is from Christopher. And Christopher says, Kate, what do you make of what's happening in the NFL with these protests of the anthems? Are we going to see that it's going to be massively widespread this upcoming season? Because as you mentioned, we're getting closer to the football season. Or will that just be a thing of the past? I think we're going to see it. I don't know if we're going to see widespread. You know, it may be that you'll have a bunch of players. It's not just going to be one player like Colin Kaepernick. And I think part of the problem with the Kaepernick thing was it wasn't a one-time deal. It was consistently happening and built up. And somebody could say, well, hey, he was making a point about some of the atrocities that were happening that were wrong, that were happening in the U.S. And when it comes to African-Americans and some of the police encounters. But then others would say, well, way too far, taking it way too far. And then you have Cowboy owner Jerry Jones saying, hey, nope, none of my players are doing this. We're standing for the national anthem. And I think that there were other ways to protest that might have been more effective. But then you could argue with me, well, baloney, because now you have all these fans, you get this controversy, you have the focus. But here's what I would say. As in anything in life, what's the intended outcome? How are you moving the needle? How are you making relationships better? How are you changing the vernacular? How are you changing the conversation? What's happening across American police departments or in these cities where crime is up, 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 or whatever? How are you changing the culture? And if you're doing something that creates, I'll call it visibility or buzz, whether negative or positive, eventually, what you have to say to yourself is this doing anything? Is this leading to anything? Is this leading to change? And is it not leading to change? And in my mind, did it lead to change? And we've had police officers on. We've talked to people about what's happening in different areas and departments and body cams and what could be done and all that stuff. And I don't know that I see a direct correlation. And that's ultimately, again, what you would ask yourself when you're trying to make a difference. You know, I applaud anyone that's trying to make a difference in any kind of those relationships. I have family members who are police officers. I know what it's like. I know mistakes are made. I know that it's horrific when mistakes are made. I know sometimes mistakes are made in a different direction. And just all around, it's very tough to be a cop these days because of the way society is, frankly, the encounters you have with anybody. But I'd say, what is it that really, truly moves the needle? How is the needle being moved? How do you affect the outcome, right? How does that outcome change? So, yeah, I do think there's going to be more protests, but is it going to be, I think it's going to be a group of players versus just like one player on a team. And I don't know, what will the NFL do if this becomes consistent? And the answer is, I think it depends on the team and the team owner, right? Because of the corporation and because of the NFL being a corporation, basically. So it is. So it's up to the league and it's up to the owners. One of the storylines, obviously, we'll be watching. There just was a protest at the Browns-Giants game, and you had the first white NFL player that kneeled during the anthem, and of course that was part of the story. Certainly there. All right, let's move on to another one because I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more. By the way, you can shoot me your thoughts and we'll dive deeper into this at americatonight.net, or you can always tweet me, Kate S. Delaney. Kate S. Delaney is the way to let your Twitter thoughts fly. This one is from Matthew, and Matthew says, Kate, I'm so sick of the if it leads, it bleeds, the nonsense, that I get it, it's life, it's real, it's gritty, it's raw, but can we not take a breath and enjoy anything around us? You know, you get bombarded when you're working, you get bombarded by bills, you get bombarded by what's happening with our health care. We're really, as you say, the tsunami coming out of Washington just washes over us, and it's like flotsam that we can't get rid of. Explain to what flotsam is, Kate, if people don't know. And I think it's time that we get to talk about good things once in a while. I loved it when you did your daily salute. Please, please bring that back. We need some good news to listen to. We have brought back the daily salute, but it's not daily. We're going to make it daily. And you're right. Yeah, it's times when we want our head to explode, but we're conscientious and we care about this country, and that's part of the deal, and that's why the conversation gets so heated the way it is. Flotsam, by the way, is the stuff that comes in that's floating on the water. So garbage, basically. It could be somebody's threw their paper in the water. It could be an old tire, whatever it is, the flotsam that floats in from the ocean, from the river. It's the stuff on top. Usually it's flotsam stuff that you don't want to see, but it can be stuff that's not necessarily, you know, man-made or plastic or whatever, but often it is that. Thanks for all of your emails. Appreciate it. Remember, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Don't want a label. That's fine. Email me your thoughts anytime, day or night, 24/7. The mailbag is open, americatonight.net. And thanks for listening to this hour and this version of America Tonight.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.